Hi, my name's Cameron Mackenzie McHarg. I'm from Melbourne, Australia, and I'm a student at the Graduate School of Business and Economics at the University of Melbourne. I'm currently studying a Master's of Applied Finance, which I'm expecting to finish at the end of this year. However, at this very moment, I'm actually based in Italy in our final preparations for the London Olympic Games, which would you believe is only 3 weeks away now, so things are getting pretty exciting and the nerves are starting to build. I'm on the Australian rowing team and we'll be competing in the men's eight event in London. We've actually been based in Europe now for close to 2 months with our preparations and have been involved in a few lead-up events to test our speed against our major competition. It looks like our major competition for London's going to be coming from the Germans. They've been the world champions for the last 3 years and so have a fantastic combination in their crew. However, they haven't won their races by a lot of margins, so the field's very tight and things change very quickly at the at this stage of the Olympic cycle. So I'm expecting some very tight racing. Great Britain's going to be very strong also. The Americans and the Canadians always turn up with a fast boat. So we're here in our final sort of stages trying to unlock every bit of last speed from our combination. We certainly have a huge amount of potential in our crew and probably the strongest physically able crew that Australia's ever fielded at the Olympic Games. So it's all about how we match up and how the combination sort of seems to get that rhythm together. And so that's the reason we spend so much time out there on the lake training. We're very fortunate to have a fantastic base in Europe. The RAS set up a brilliant facility called the European Training Centre a couple of years ago, and it's situated in Varese. There's a fantastic lake here, and for rowing, there's probably not too many better places to be able to prepare for an Olympic Games. I'm fortunate enough that this is my second Olympics and competed in the men's four event in Beijing, which was an incredible experience. It was a lot of sort of blood, sweat, and tears, as they say, that went into making it to that Olympic Games. And our combination in Beijing came home with a silver medal, so it was a huge reward for all that sort of work, and it actually made, I suppose, the whole journey worthwhile. And there's a lot of sort of time and effort that we sort of put into this sport in particular. It seems to consume sort of our days and our weeks and our years very quickly, and 4 years sometimes seems to go by very quickly. At other times, when you're out in the lake and you're doing the day-to-day stuff, it seems to take forever. But it's been an enjoyable journey, sort of this time through in the London campaign. It's a little bit different being in the men's eight. It's sort of obviously it's a bigger boat, but it's more sort of complex in having more people involved, and it's an enjoyable boat when you get it right. It's sometimes a little bit frustrating to work out sort of the nuts and bolts of how everyone sort of comes together and finds that same sort of rhythm and same combination, which is that's the secret of our sport, and that's what makes it so sort of special when you get it right. So we'll find out very soon enough as to how quick we are truly going. I think if we have our perfect race, we're going to have the opportunity to challenge for a gold medal, which is pretty exciting. We start actually on the first day of competition, which is the Saturday the 28th, I believe, in the heats racing, and our finals on the first Wednesday, the 1st of August. So for those that are staying back in Australia and watching the Olympics on TV, rowing actually sort of falls within the prime time viewing, which is fantastic for our sport. I think it's sort of most of the racing will occur between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock at night for all the supporters back in Australia. So I expect there'll be quite a few sort of watching our racing, which is exciting to sort of feel like you've got a lot of support from all your friends and family at home. So I'll try to provide a few more updates as we get even closer to the games, and give you a bit of an insight in terms of competing as an athlete at the Olympic Games and what it's all about and the buzz and the excitement of the whole event. So we'll keep you updated further down the track.